This is the Pete Fridley Show podcast, episode 19. Why do they hate the Patriots?
The Patriots are cheaters, Brooke. The Patriots cheat. I mean, this is just a fact as established by investigations. They're a cheating team. I mean, the facts speak for themselves.
CNN's Jake Tapper this week. He's an Eagles fan. The New England Patriots played the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday in Minnesota, Super Bowl 52. The Patriots have been to the Super Bowl 9 times, winning it in 5 appearances. While New England fans have enjoyed the dynasty, there are many football fans who have grown tired of New England's dominance. Now, first of all, full disclosure. As some of you may know, I am a Miami Dolphins fan. But as I've said before, I live in a house full of Patriots fans, and I do like a happy house. In fact, here's what it sounded like in the AFC Championship game when the Patriots' defense sealed the deal.
Yeah!
Today on the podcast, what it's like to be a Patriots fan in another part of the country, and what do people think of the Pats in other places? 6 years ago, my son Doug joined the Navy and is stationed in Virginia Beach.
I would call Virginia Beach not necessarily enemy territory because they all root for the Redskins down here, and you know, the Redskins haven't been a team worth talking about in a little while.
And Virginia Beach is kind of like a melting pot, right? Because you have Navy service members from all over the country. So when I've been down there, I've seen there's jerseys for all the teams.
Oh, yeah, definitely. With the Navy we have in the area and all the military in the area, it's definitely a melting pot for teams from all over the country. The civilians down here, primarily Redskins, and then, of course, the Dallas Cowboy fans who pop up everywhere.
When you wear your Patriots jersey on a Sunday, because I know you have to wear your uniform to work, but when you wear your Patriots jersey, what kind of response do you get?
I mean, most people keep it themselves. You always get the people who call us cheaters and this, that, and the other. But I mean, for the most part, it's the friendly trash talk. It's also hard because people don't know that you grew up in New England. So people see that you're wearing a Gronkowski jersey or a Tom Brady jersey, and they think that you're just a bandwagon fan. And, you know, they don't realize that you grew up with the Patriots. You rooted for Drew Bledsoe and Teddy Bruschi, Richard Seymour, Mike Vrabel. I mean, I think Drew Bledsoe was the first jersey I ever owned. So, you know, people don't see that. They think you're just a bandwagon fan because the Patriots are successful. So usually once you explain, you know, hey, I grew up there my whole life, they typically back off and realize that you're a real fan.
Do you think they're just tired of the Patriots winning?
I think they're tired of the Patriots winning. I think they try to find any excuse in the book to belittle the Patriots, you know, say that they're not a good team. Some of the excuses that people come up with can be pretty funny. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, Tom Brady is one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now, and if not ever. Mm-hmm. So it's funny to hear people put Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott and say, oh, they're just as good as Brady. And, you know, it's that's when you know you're not talking to somebody who actually knows the sport of football. You know, they just care about their team. So
I first met Dan McCarthy through the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick when I was covering the New Bedford Half Marathon. Dan now lives in Austin, Texas.
This is going on our third year. So I'm married to Karis Anderson, who used to be with the Standard Times.
Yep.
And in 2015, she had been working for a company in Boston and then took a job here in Austin. So a few months later, I moved down and we've been here. We've been here ever since. I still volunteer as the race director for the New Bedford Half Marathon. So I'm back all the time for the planning and preparation. But yeah, we've been here. So third football season down here in Texas.
And you are a New England Patriots fan, correct?
I am, correct.
All right. So what's it like being in Texas and being a Patriots fan?
Well, we're in Austin, which is split almost halfway between Houston and Dallas. But in the pro spectrum, I would say we're definitely in cowboy country. But really, there's nothing like Austin really celebrates college football. So it's a big Texas Longhorns town. But what we've noticed in regards to like the Patriots down here is that post the comeback win in Houston last year, because yes, the Super Bowl was in Houston, a lot of the drama related to Deflategate or cheating or any of the things that typically, I know if you just pay attention to social media, you see a lot of fans kind of anti-New England Patriots. I think a lot of that has fallen by the wayside. I would say when we first came down here, you did hear a lot about...
Yeah, they're cheaters. Know, they cheat. You know,
the
all
cheaters.
That.
Right. Yeah, they're cheaters. But I really do think that... that just the Brady, you know, taking the suspension and then coming back, leading the team and coming back in the Super Bowl has kind of, you know, solidified his greatest of all time kind of legacy. And there hasn't been as much negative Patriots rhetoric that as there would have been the 15 and early 16 seasons, 2015, 2016 seasons. The one kind of interesting thing here, which it isn't really negative for the Patriots, is that Nick Foles is from Austin, Texas.
Oh,
so Nick Foles was a superstar at a local powerhouse school called Westlake High School. That's the same high school that New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees went to.
Okay.
So and his parents, Nick Foles' parents, are very successful restaurant owners down here in the Austin area. So I haven't seen a significant push for Eagles support, but there is a lot of positivity for Nick Foles going to the Super Bowl.
There you go. Is it true that high school football and the Friday night lights, I mean, it's nothing compared to Texas. Is that true?
So here in Westlake and there's another school, Lake Travis, are two of the Super League high school football teams. So they all, I think it's like 5A or something like I think it's called 5A, but so they often, you know, will challenge like Dallas Carter and other big schools for the state championship. They have moderately sized stadiums in the area, like, I mean, significantly larger than
New Bedford High, right.
Yeah, but there are some school districts that have done some crazy things down here, like built $65 million stadiums. High school football is out of control. There's betting on high school games. I mean, not legal, of course,
right,
but, you know, people take it. It's a religion down here in the entire state. And it's kind of funny. We kind of laugh. But I do have a friend, Barry Flynn, who owns Slancha Bar and Grill in New Bedford,
yep,
came down to visit, and he's an enormous Patriots fan, and so he wanted to watch the Patriots game. So I asked around if there was a Patriots friendly bar or grill in Austin,
because you have to be careful, right, when you go out to the, because
you would if they were playing if they were playing the Cowboys or they were playing the Houston Texans, you'd want to make sure that you were in a friendly environment, but.
Right.
We actually went to, we found a place, and the game was 1 o'clock Eastern time, so noon here. We went an hour before the game, and it was standing room only. Everyone was in Patriots attire. There were Patriots-themed music. There were all of the bar staff and servers were in Patriots gear. It was really, I hadn't been before this place called BD Riley's, and it was a really... it was really kind of a safe spot. But Austin is growing rapidly, so there's a lot of transplants. So there would be, you know, I'm sure there's a Philadelphia Eagles bar and restaurant someplace that supports it. I don't know it, but yeah. So I know I think that your question about what's the feeling about the Patriots, it's changed in the last 2 years.
That's good to hear. Yeah.
I think that there is also a feeling of like, God, he is going to retire sometime soon. You know, like
this can't go on forever.
Right, right. If the Cowboys fans are, you know, there has been a lot of press on the You know, with Tony Romo in the booth, it's like finally he's getting to a conference championship game, or finally he's going to get to a Super Bowl. But I think that, you know, I think it's less antagonistic on the Patriots and more, God, when are the Cowboys going to get better?
My friend Greg Khalil lives in Tampa, Florida. He is the stadium announcer for the Tampa Bay Rays. He worked in New Bedford with me for years. You might remember him as Greg Evans. He lives down in Tampa now, and I think he used to be a Patriots fan.
I actually still am, not as enthusiastically as I used to be, but they're actually the only New England team that I still follow from a fan perspective. If nothing else, I've always appreciated in football a team that really makes the machinery run like clockwork, like Montana and the 49ers. I used to love watching them play because of the precision, and there's so much of that with the Patriots that I think I would probably appreciate even if I didn't have New England roots.
Okay.
But the perspective from the general fan base here is going to be the same as what you've described elsewhere. You've probably seen the memes on Facebook that show a map of the country and they highlight the six New England states and, you know, here's who's rooting for the Patriots. Yep. And everybody else isn't. And that's probably pretty close down here. I may have a slightly different perspective because Florida being a melting pot of people from virtually everywhere else, there is a certain Boston and New England influx here. And, you know, if you go to, you know, any given sports bar, you can usually find a group of people that are supporting New England, but they're still going to be in the minority.
Is Deflategate still part of the picture? Are they cheaters?
That's the general perspective. I have a number of friends that refer to them as the New England Cheatriots.
Yeah, yeah. No matter, even though the science proves that it didn't happen, right?
Yeah, and even though once they got the fully inflated balls in the second half was when they actually won the game. You know, between that and the Spygate and the number of people that just are tired of the same team winning all the time, and the number of people that just have no tolerance at all for Bill Belichick and his press conference attitude, et cetera. It's a whole handful of reasons that I can see. And frankly, if I were not of New England roots, I'd probably be with him on that, because if he's on your side and, you know, if you've got, you know, Mr. Kendall, handsome quarterback, is on your side and winning, that's great. And if he's, you know, if you're a Jet fan or somebody else, you're probably sick of his smiling face and his supermodel wife and all of the above.
Right. Now, you know, we worked together for years, that I am a Miami Dolphin fan. So the take with Dolphin fans, because, you know, I'm on Facebook groups and such, the take seems to be, you know, when is this guy going to retire? You know, they just want to move on from Brady and Belichick. Do you get that sense in Tampa?
Yeah, to an extent, and obviously they're hungry for him to retire, because until he either retires or tries to get out there on the field in a wheelchair, they show no signs of slowing down. They seem to be able to change out virtually every other part on the team, and they've still got the coach and the quarterback, so it rolls on.
And finally, this week I talked to Steve Perez. Now, let me get this straight. Steve is my daughter's father-in-law. There. He lives in San Diego. Now, Steve grew up in New York, New Jersey, so he was a Giants fan. But the Navy brought him to San Diego, where he bought season tickets and became a Chargers fan. But I called him this week and asked him how the Patriots are perceived on the West Coast.
Let me tell you, it's funny you asked that, because there's a lot of hatred. I mean, it's funny because they're still hung up on that Deflategate thing. And I don't know if you realize, you know, I mean, our Chargers are gone. You know, they left us, they abandoned us.
Yeah.
But back before the Chargers can get into the Super Bowl, they have to get past, you know, the Patriots, because they're in that same league. So there's been that animosity for years, because I think in 95, the Chargers did beat the Patriots to advance, but they lost. And then I think in later on they came close, but the Patriots knocked them out, and you know that was history.
Right.
But a lot of the folks here, they don't like the Patriots. They don't like Brady, and of course there's that thing about, well, you know, they won a lot of times. Let's give a new team a chance to win. But you know, for me, you know, I was a Chargers fan. I still am a Chargers fan, and I am a Giants fan also. But being a Giants fan, I don't like the Eagles. So of course, I'm going to cheer for the Patriots, you know, just because, you know, hey.
All right. Yeah, I guess there's a case of people are just tired of the Patriots run.
You know, it is, you know, sometimes people want, you know, they want to see that, want to see a different team up there, you know, why not, you know? I mean, it's funny because I was watching the highlights of all the Super Bowls on TV just this past weekend, and, you know, I mean, obviously the Eagles have not won. You know, they came close, but you know, that's how it is. But yeah, people want something new. But me, I enjoy watching the Patriots play. You know, I mean, it's a dynasty. You know, that's what they keep saying. It's a dynasty. You can't deny it. You know, but there is a hatred for you know, Belichick out here and Brady. You know, and you know, all this about the Deflategate, and then what before that was the
Spygate,
stealing of Spygate.
So even though the science has proven that, you know, nothing really happened with those footballs, people don't believe it.
No, they don't. No. Yeah. People still think, oh, you know, it's a conspiracy. You know, they're hiding the truth from us. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah, like, oh, right,
it's,
right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I know, you know, a lot of my race buddies, you know, aren't into football, except for a few. And, you know, they're like, well, why do you want the Patriots for? You know, they cheat. I go, they don't cheat. Come on, it was proven. It's not real. You know, it didn't happen. But it is what it is. I mean, you know, but I enjoy watching them win. And for me, you know, being that the Giants got killed this year and the Chargers have really stunk for many years, I don't know. I want to vote for a winner.
It's nothing that Patriots fans haven't heard before. Our thanks to all of our guests for being on this week's podcast. Until next time, I'm Pete Braley. Take care.